in there, but obviously very proud of our players, very proud of our program for showing just a ton of resiliency, toughness, and coming out and really just playing every snap with just a lot of juice, a lot of energy, executing at a higher level. Certainly the value of each snap showed for us today. You know, we didn't turn the ball over. We forced some turnovers. Emery, you know, got the call a little bit later in the week. It was a little bit of a surprise to us. We thought we were okay with Tyler. But couldn't be more proud of a young guy to step in there and do the things he did. Early on, the game was a little bit fast, but as he settled in, he got better and better. The offensive line, the entire defense, what a performance by those guys. So all in all, a lot of good stuff, some stuff to clean up, and, you know, some happy guys in that locker room right there today. Right back to work tomorrow. So questions, please. Well, you know, I'm sure we all saw the stats how, you know, Clemson's last, I don't know how many games against Miami, the average margin of victory was, what, 39 points or something of that nature. You know, and those guys, they didn't forget. You know, they scored on us with 16 seconds last year as the clock was winding down, too. So I think our guys came out with a lot to prove. I think it shows how much the gap has closed with, you know, one full class and, you know, a couple of transfers and some player development within the program. So it just, you know, we knew that progress was very tangible. You could see in our systems working, but to actually go out there and pull through and push through, you know, against a veteran team, it validates a lot and also it increases our appetite to go get more. Yeah, about a year ago, they, you know, physically, they really whooped us. You know, it was a bad day. And, you know, obviously, our guys have been working hard. There's a lot of personnel enhancements as well up front at the line of scrimmage. And they just took the field with an attitude of not being denied and really committed to making this a slugfest, making this a game of body blows. You know, we talked about, you know, games like this are 15-round heavyweight fights, and rounds 11 through 15 separate, you know. So just proud of those guys, man. They played hard. They played well. They got it done. That guy's, you wouldn't, you know, it's what he is. You know, we knew that this was going to be a tough challenge for him, right? Clemson's an excellent defense. I believe they're first in the conference or whatnot. But the speed of their defense is very challenging. So we figured that early on, there was going to be an adjustment. And you saw we had some battered balls. We had some throws that were a little bit late. The line protected them fairly well. They got in there a couple times, hit his arm or whatnot. But as the game went on and on, he just settled in. He's a very urgent guy, okay? He approaches everything with a ton of urgency. And in camp, he won the confidence of a lot of our players, our entire quarterback room has. So our players really played hard, you know, for him and for each other. And they were just convicted on not letting him or each other down. Yeah, you know, he's a game wrecker is what he is. I mean, you know, so people, and they try to chip him and slide the protections away and double team and whatnot. But again, it's not only that he's gifted, he just plays the game at a relentless level, like really uncommon. And tonight it showed, you know, against some veteran players. I mean, he was as disruptive as it got. We thought that was a safety. Don't know, you know, I guess we'll, you know, I'll stop there. Well, you know, every time you study a team down in that part of the field, you feel like you've got a zone, you got to zero in on their library, their menu. And we called the timeout on the down so that we can kind of, if we were going to get that particular formation, we had an answer, but also to get the guys together, you know, round them up, discuss, hey, if we have to change personnel groupings, we'll do this, and we'll make this particular call. He's a dangerous quarterback with his feet. He's pulled the ball before to win games. Awesome job by the dive player and unbelievable job by Corey Flagg. I mean, unbelievable. I think, well, you look at all the guys that ran the ball because, you know, Burchard, he breaks that run, but how important is Jacoby George being right behind him, recovering the fumble, right? Because all that could have gone for naught. And then both Chaney and AJ, those guys, they ran hard. I'm talking hard. And you saw some of those plays. I mean, the whole stadium knew what we were calling, right? We knew it. They knew it. You knew it. And still, there were some great fits, some great just unlocking of hips and running feet. And then some really bloody, muddy yards. You know, some, you saw a lot of, I mean, I'm sure both teams will be incredibly sore tomorrow because that thing was a legitimate slugfest. And credit to them, they're an excellent team and an excellent offense and defense. And today, you know, the night belongs to us. We've been playing really well at home, albeit the end of, you know, our last game at home. And we really want to make Hard Rock a really tough place to play, where the Canes will not be denied. And we took another step in that direction tonight. Well, we felt if we could pop a run and get more positive yardage, maybe get to the 50 or cross it, we could be a little bit more aggressive. They've got a really good pass rush, and they've got an extensive blitz package. And we thought that the way we were controlling the line of scrimmage, the risk-reward side favored us, taking the game into overtime. Okay. Never thought of it that way. Yeah, no doubt. And the ultimate difference, right? If you look at all the stat lines across the country today, you probably see 90% of the games go to the ones that protect the ball better. We had been, I don't know if careless is the right word. It ends up being carelessness, right? And the amount of emphasis on it tonight, it paid off. And, you know, we talked about it in there. Look, we got good people. We got good players. We got good systems. We're growing. We're learning. We're developing. But all that stuff's got to show up on the field on game day, you know? Because if we go out and we turn it over like we have, it's what's going to show, you know, not the result that we want. So it was really, we were fired up to get those results actually on the field as opposed to talking about it again and again and again. So I love answering those questions about drill work for turnovers are always fun.
Mario, how do you manage, you know, some of this is all new to him, obviously.
Right.
Still.
No, this was the biggest game of cat and mouse I've ever witnessed a coordinator have to call. If you could see the dynamic behind the decision-making by Coach Dawson, his dialogue with the coaches, and then deciding on what play to call, it was incredible because it is very difficult. You know, we were not getting a ton of separation on the back end, and we had a couple miscommunications, right? The interception was a post ball that we weren't on the same page. And that's what, you know, to the point of late in the game decision, you don't want that, even worse, a sack fumble. So when he saw his comfort growing, when he saw him just being more and more just really comfortable with the whole thing, he started increasing his risk-taking, you know. But we did take shots early. We weren't hitting them, you know. We did so. And they weren't working out. We weren't getting separation. But the line protected well. I don't know what the stat line was on that stuff, on sacks and quarterback hurries or whatnot, but just really proud of this football team, man. It's all them. All credit goes to them. Okay. Tyler's doing well. He was good to go. So I did not lie to you, okay? Early in the week, he was good to go, and middle, late of the week, it flared up and caught us off guard. And it was the right thing to play Emery because he was getting most of the reps. But he's good. You know, I feel like he's ready to go. next week, but I'll hold to comment on that until we get back to the training room so I could give you more accurate data. Okay?
All right. Good morning. You heard Mario Cristobal after last night's 28-20 double overtime win against Clemson. I'll give you my thoughts on the game. He pretty much basically said, on the why did we not go try to get the winner in regulation? Well, basically, you heard him say, I mean, Clemson has a good pass rush, good defense. We want to try to run the ball, and that's the right move. You know, you don't want to give Club the ball back with time left on the clock. I mean, you go for the game winner. We had one timeout in that situation. But that could have gone the other way. Could have gone the other way, but you know what? Defense stepped up when it had to. It made a play, and it got the job done. Give you a couple things here. Last night's game. I mean, last night, when you look at the numbers, it just pretty much says it all. We had 211 yards rushing last night to 54 for Clemson. And we knew to 31, I'm sorry. We knew we had to stop the running game. We could not let Will Shipley be a factor and Mafah be a factor. And it turned out they weren't. We knew we had to pressure Club. We did just that. We sacked him 5 times last night. But the guy that really hurt us most of the night was Jake Brinningstone. 10 receptions, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, that guy's gonna be a load to deal with as tight end. The other thing, I look at the receiving stats. We didn't go to the tight end as much. We did go one drop from McCormick there. Got a pass. Williams had 2 receptions for 6 yards. But yeah, let me tell you, son. Guys stepped up when they had to make a play, and that's exactly what happened last night. We had to, and look what we did in the second half. Second half, we basically shut Clemson, pretty much did what we had to do. I mean, the defense stepped up. Like Mario said, this team was not going to be denied last night, and sure enough, they stepped up, especially in that second overtime, you know. On the 4th-and-1, the goal line stand, the defense stepped up, made a play, and got the W. And that was the most important thing of the day. Final numbers on last night. 362 to 345 was a slugfest, like Mara said. It was one of those white-knuckle type of fights. I mean, you know, Dabo usually has won those. But last night, we found a way to win those type of fights. If it's close, we'll find a way. If we don't turn it over, we win. Now, the interception, like you said, was a miscommunication. I call that more of a punt. You know, I treat it like a punt. You know, they were deep in their own end. They couldn't do much with it, so that didn't hurt us. Aside from that, hey, get the dub. Enjoy it today. Get back to work tomorrow. Give you my report card. Report card for last night's game. Offense, I'm going to give a B. I felt we could have done some things better. I mean, we left points on the field. I mean, offense did the job. Offense did a tremendous job. The running game was strong. We could have gotten better. We could do better. So a B for the offense. Defense, I'm going to give an A. I mean, it stepped up when it had to, especially in the overtimes and in the second half and in the fourth quarter. They did what they had to do. And they got the job done. Special teams, I'm gonna give an A. Two key field goals from Andy. Just in that second overtime when we tied it at 20. Felt we did a good job there. Our return game was pretty good. I look at the return game last night. The return game wasn't really that much. Not on the punt returns. For say we did a good job on the punt there. The 2 touchbacks there. The return game was not bad. I mean, we did a job on special teams. We had to, though. On the punting, we did have one inside the 20. 3 inside the 20 for Dylan. Dylan did a great job there. So that's what I like to see. We did a good job there. Now I'm going to give out the game balls. My first game ball is going to go to Breshad Smith. Breshad Smith last night, 150 all-purpose yards, 87 rushing, 36 receiving. Tremendous performance. My second game ball, I'm going to give my second game ball to Colby Young. 8 receptions, 76 yards, 1 TD. My third game ball goes to Emery Williams, 24-33 in his first start, 151 yards, 1 TD. The interception is more like a punt there. And my fourth and final game ball is going to go to the entire defense. 5 sacks on club last night. Made the key stops in that session on the last play at second overtime to seal the victory. They did a tremendous job. So those are my four game balls for this win. And we enjoy it today. Virginia's up next. Next podcast will probably be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday this week. Just keep an eye on Twitter for an announcement on that. And it's great to be a Hurricane today. Back on the winning track. Let's keep it going next week. And go Canes.